Welcome back to Is This a Stupid Podcast?
Yeah, you fucked it up.
You fucked up the fuck up.
Yeah, one job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Pedro.
I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
Is Alex, are you going to bring
it? Is Alex got a question?
Is Alex got a question?
Let me just pull this up.
Busypa.
All right, is this a stupid question? If you drop soap on the floor, is the floor clean or the soap dirty?
The soap is dirty.
How can a soap be dirty when it's a cleaning agent in itself?
Bar of soap, right?
Yeah, bar of soap.
Because the soap would get the stuff that's on the floor and it's dirty. But the soap itself is still clean. But you're not actually cleaning the floor.
You can see the wheels turning. This is amazing.
It's really...
So, I've always thought, well, like, when you wash yourself, right, is the bar of soap getting dirty? It's not, is it? Like, because it in itself is a cleaning agent,
but
right?
Because it's washing away.
Yeah, right.
And it's losing that layer that touched you, like, so it's skinning itself?
Yeah.
But if you
it's
were
like
pick-
a snake,
it's like a soap snake.
It's like slips into you, and it's just like, and that's the second time I've done that.
Loving the sound effects.
Yeah, brilliant.
No, I was going to say, like, if you pick the soap up, you're going to try and clean it off, right?
Yeah, with itself.
Well, you have to be using something else. So I guess, would you use yourself?
You wouldn't. Would you wash the soap on you?
Yeah.
No, it's dirty.
But what would you wash it on?
Yes.
I would, like, pick it off with my nails.
Yes, well, so you're still washing yourself. It's dirty.
But next question. Okay, I've solved this.
Yeah, I align with you, Pedro. The soap's dirty. And but, you need to scrape off that dirt.
Is the floor clean, then?
Yeah. How dirty? It's like, what I pictured said the question was, like, that... It came up and there was like soil on it. It's
both the soap and the floor are dirty now.
But why isn't the floor dirty?
Because it shouldn't have soap suds on the floor.
But the floor would be a little bit clean then.
It'd be slightly cleaner.
All right, so it's a half and half.
You picked up the dirt
both
from the floor.
Yeah, it's a half and
so
half.
So it's like a business transaction. It's traded dirt.
I guess this is depending on whether the soap's wet or not, right? If it's dry, that's a different
I mean,
story.
If it is aroused, then maybe, yeah, it would get a lot. Oh. I should mention that we're all wearing headphones, so that noise is just going straight into your brain.
It's really, like, moist. Deep inside.
It's definitely moist.
What the hell are we talking about?
The sound effects are deep inside my ears.
All right. So was it 50-50? What were you about to say?
Nothing.
I think I'm going to go with Pedro. What? So say it, summarize.
But you just said that they're both clean and dirty.
No, I reckon they're both dirty because they've got elements that shouldn't be like with
yeah,
it. So the soap shouldn't have the dirt of the floor on it, and the floor shouldn't have the soap.
Well, it should have the like. The soap isn't a like, foreign element, like in the...
You've still got to clean your shower. Yeah. And what dirties the shower? Soap suds.
And your body dirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a transaction.
Well, like... what
your oils and...
We have to quantify what is dirty.
Oh, here we go.
Because like, obviously... because we said 50-50, right?
Yeah, I feel
so
like...
So that means the...
equal transaction.
The head wobble. That means the both are dirty, right?
And also...
What quantifies dirty? Like... Because, like...
Literally
things
dirt
are clean
on the soap.
But yeah, that's right. So yeah, it's dirty.
What about bacteria you can't see?
Well, everything's dirty all the time then.
Yeah. No, but if the floor is clean, but you drop the soap on the floor... Like, so...
Could the soap get cleaner? If you've just cleaned the... bathroom floor, say with like Glen 20 or whatever you used to clean bathrooms.
Glen 20?
I don't know.
we can't. What we need is some gumption.
Remember rule number 4, we can't put products on our podcast. Oh, sorry.
I mean, Greg 20.
Nondescript cast wine.
But if the floor is super clean and then you drop a new bar of soap on that super clean floor,
that's a wormhole.
And then you poop in it.
That's the secret of transportation.
Yep.
You teleport your poop.
That's how we're going to make it.
But the soap would pick up the extra cleanliness of the floor and therefore be slightly cleaner.
So
why won't the floor get the extra cleanliness of the soap?
Oh, well, I guess then we're talking, they're both 50-50.
So we're going back to 50-50.
I think if you drop anything, it's assumed that it's dirty.
Unless you get it within 3 seconds. I was about to say,
does the 3 second rule apply here?
No, yes. Because it picks up really quickly.
No. The germs go, wait.
Let it, give it 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
That's the universal law.
Go!
All right.
Yeah, so 50-50, I guess.
I feel like there's more to that. No, I feel like there's more to it. I don't know.
What if it picks up a hair? So
Don't go through hair again.
I know you guys have talked about the hair thing, and is hair actually dirty? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What do you think on that? Just quickly.
Yeah, guess Andrew. Oh,
whenever I use soap and like you shower and then there's like there's hair left on the soap. When I, you know, I clean the soap. Like, I make sure the soap is nice for the next person.
Yeah.
Because I'm a considerate person.
The hair would be super clean, though, because it's on the soap.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it's not dirty, but it's not like, I don't want the next person to go in there and go, what the fuck happened here?
How hairy is this guy?
How many short and curlies does he have? Oh, wait, that's not hair. Look, that's not
hair. Meanwhile, Kieran can have hair in his food and he doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care about hair on the soap or hair on the food. I don't care.
We'll see.
What about if you're eating the soap?
We'll see.
What have you done, Pedro?
Lick my arm. Lick it.
Would you clean your insides?
I think your insides would get cleaner.
Hmm.
No, what are we talking about? I missed something just then.
If you ate the soap.
Oh.
The hairy soap.
It's not poison, but it wouldn't be.
You'd clean yourself out, but only because you'd be diarrhea. Like, it'd be shooting out both ends.
What if you teleport you?
That's right.
50-50 then. Okay. So they're each a little bit clean.
I feel like you're disappointed with that answer, though. So
yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, I didn't have an answer for you. I was just curious to see what we would come up with. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go 50-50. Pedro, do you want to?
I have questions, but I thought I just might just chat for a while.
Is this a stupid chat over there? That's next door.
Just something interesting. Like today I was Googling.
Is this a bit?
Are you doing a bit, Pedro?
No, just hear me out. I just thought it was interesting. I Googled the Encyclopedia Britannica today just to see if I could buy it.
If it made the transition online. If it's an online thing or if you can...
I Googled it to see if it had a site. It had a site.
Gotcha.
Then I was wondering, because this is why I Googled it initially. I wanted to find out if I could buy encyclopedias.
Uh-huh.
In this day and age...
And then sell it door to door.
I was thinking of quitting my job. Yeah. So this is what I found. I don't know if it's interesting, but I just thought it was interesting. So... You can buy an electronic version of the encyclopedia. You download it. Yeah. So you pay. Or, like, you can buy a physical... what it is $240 Australian. It's the original encyclopedias, like the first ones ever printed, like replicas.
Awesome. So it wouldn't have emoji in there.
Well, it's only 3 books. Like, it's only three big.
What?
That's it. The first one's printed. I forget how old it was. I don't know if it was 100 years old. Like, but the first one.
Like, the very printed. First.
So, yeah, replicas. It's just like... It's $240.
This is rock.
This is all we know about the world contained in these 3 books.
No, it's the Australian...
Is it a picture book?
It's the Australian Britannic. So, it's like, you know, 40 years old.
So, yep. This is meat pie.
I just thought it was interesting, right? Like, okay. I mean, you could... The only physical thing you can buy on that website are replicas of the first edition prints of the encyclopedias.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I had.
Are you going to buy them?
No.
Sounds like
don't
a,
be ridiculous.
Sounds like a present.
Surprise,
Kieran.
Sounds like a re-gift to me.
When you like typed in the like website
into Ask Jeeves,
yeah, into Ask Jeeves, did it go?
Smoke started rising from the keyboard.
It went into that, what do you call it, kids? That DOS mode where it had a black MS screen DOS. Or whatever with green writing.
Fucking blinking line.
Did you guys have a physical encyclopedia?
I got, you know what I got? I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a, you know, you get those newsagent things that you buy every week? Time Out or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I had.
What do you mean you had that?
So I was like getting those like weekly. Like a little bit, so you build this encyclopedia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is A, this is B.
Yeah. That's what
How big was it?
26 volumes?
It was about. I'd say it was around 20.
Joke 20 of the episode.
It was 20 binders in the end.
Binders?
Just in time what for letters the, did they you know, combine? For the internet.
Okay.
Probably the Y's and the X's and the W's.
Sorry.
We're having a separate conversation, I think.
So you'll just like record this and then take out two tracks and put it on a separate podcast. Is this a stupid question too? This time it's more distracting.
Who made that noise?
That was me. Sorry.
I
was going to be a word and then it turned into a gurgle.
Like.
Sorry. Stop doing that.
Yeah, sorry. I had an encyclopedia, full A to Z, like kind of thing. And Dad used to say, like, I'm very good at looking things up on Google. And I attribute that to my dad, who said, whenever I asked a stupid question to him, that he said, oh, look it up. On in the encyclopedia and stuff.
Your dad really hated talking to you, didn't he?
That's right. We speak once a year.
And it was that.
And it's through a birthday card. Yeah. Did you guys have an encyclopedia?
We've got volumes now of stuff, but they're just things that my dad's picked up because he likes antiques and things and collectibles. And I don't know where he got them from. They're all full of pictures of very outdated stuff, probably from the 70s and... I don't know why I have them. They just take up space.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
I never had. I can't remember.
Oh really?
Did
everybody have an Encarta then? Oh, Microsoft Encarta.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did have that.
Yeah. Did you ever?
It took me a second for my brain to like.
Did you
get
ever
back to that word?
Did you ever play the game?
No, I don't.
No.
What trivia game was it?
Yeah, the trivia game where you go through. You have to go through a sort of maze type thing and you go from room to room.
Yes.
And
holy shit.
Yeah. And it was like the main question, which I always remember when I think about Encarta. What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
I think the cat's
hang on.
Why are we echoing?
This is Zoltron.
Hello?
We are from the future.
It's intermission time, folks. So hurry. Step right over to our refreshment center for the most extravagant array of refreshment goodies ever assembled under one roof.
God damn it.
Okay,
that's it. That was weird. Okay, so I think we had a feedback loop.
Somehow. I have no idea how that happened. But
it was the theme song was like rising from
definitely. Itself.
It was induced by the cat rubbing its butt on my microphone.
So we got pizza on the table and she's just trying to go on up and get that last slice of thinly crust pepperoni and Alex has just battered her off.
it was like a basketball.
Almost there. Just like rejection.
Yeah. Your stats are looking really good for this
game. Yeah, well done. I'm
doing really well.
Almost a triple-double.
I don't know what
that
is.
No one gets that joke? Okay, that's fine. So, Encarta, so there was this... it was a game where, like, you go from room to room and the trivia trivia question would get you to the next room. And what I always remember is the Kentucky Derby question because I try it again and again and again And then you just get the same questions. So it'd be like, who won the Kentucky Derby on this year?
And I think Pedlex got that question in the Family Feud that we usually play.
That's a very inside joke.
Hey, just with old computer games, did you guys ever play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, of course.
At school or at home?
Yeah, at school.
Yeah, we had
it. I played it at home on my Commodore 64.
Yeah. Was it? I just remember we had it at school and I loved that game.
Yeah, we did too. Was it an educational game?
Yeah, it was. It was geography.
Yeah. I just thought I was having fun. I didn't realize they were trying to teach me anything.
But like,
yes, we've got Alex learning.
Capital of Argentina. Buenos Aires. Go on. You know, like, I know that because of Carmen Sandiego. Yeah. Like, that was the one that I should always go there.
Yeah.
I just remember the lady that was like the... She was like the secretary of Carmen Sandiego or something. Or the secretary of like the people who were going after Carmen Sandiego, but she had a blonde, but she was obviously dyed her hair because you could see the black roots in her hair. I just have a vivid memory of that.
You're right.
Was it live action or was it a like a cartoon?
No, you know, 16-bit or whatever.
Yeah.
And you could tell that she had roots.
Yeah.
You're a very observant child. Wow.
I was just like...
Where in the world is Carmen
Sandiego? Yeah, where is she? Like, I'm not looking at that for her hair roots.
You're looking at every clue, aren't you?
Like, yeah.
So she had roots in her hair.
Yeah, they don't do roots in Rome, so she must be in Italy.
That's right.
Yeah, well, the roots are bigger now, so obviously it's times past. So.
That's right. There's lots of roots in Amsterdam, so maybe she's there.
Wrong kind of roots.
Roots are for our American listeners.
Oh yeah, of course.
In Australia, a root is when you have sex.
Humping.
Not the
Australian sex. I don't think it's normal sex. Have a root is not a
no,
normal
it's
sex
pretty
thing.
It's rough, isn't it? Like
It's not rough, it's just like you don't care.
Yeah.
So like you just want to get your rocks off kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, you know, having a root on the ute. I'm just channeling Kevin Bloody Wilson here, but
you will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this.
Guest Andy is here for another episode. This is probably the fourth episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me, by the way. I forgot
for
to say that.
For this fourth week in a row?
Yeah. I've been an arsehole for 4 weeks. Like.
We've revived Alex.
Mate,
after
could you
the...
leave?
He hasn't thanked us yet.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are chatting about it. He's like, God, he's such a... impolite prick.
There goes one of our listeners.
He uses all my towels and...
All right. uses your towels.
Just is one more. To clean up the piddle.
What if he uses all my toilet paper?
Drops the soap
box.
And the soap gets dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it's 50-50 dirty. Yeah.
All these failed attempts at teleportating poo. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm just...
It's not going to happen! It's just going to fall to the floor! Yeah.
Kieran, he's done it again.
He's built a urinal in the toilet.
He's like, I won't go when you go. I'll go in the stall.
To practice his urinal peeing techniques.
That was a little catch-up for anyone who missed the last episode.
The last few.
Previously on Is This a Stupid Question?
Dun-dun.
Bridges everywhere. Dun-dun. No, seriously, thanks for having me on.
Fuck off.
I mean, I tried to be nice once, and then a second time, and
it's
fine.
Nice to have you here, Andy.
Boo.
All right. Anyway.
So, is this a stupid question? If you ejaculated one big sperm...
Yes.
Go on.
What, like a sperm whale or something?
I always think he was huge as well. Like,
how big are we talking?
So, we'll get to the specifics.
You just become a shriveled mess.
It's just a husk of a human being left.
So would you
nothing left inside.
So I think the second part is, would you stop ejaculating? Like, would you just...
What?
So,
what?
The specifics... What? You haven't heard the specifics.
No.
Let me tell you about
just
the specifics. Alex?
One right. giant
Yeah, so
sperm.
One giant sperm.
There's
how
always a butt.
Giant?
Okay, so everybody in the audience, just put your arm up, and it's from the tip of your elbow.
Someone just had a car crash.
It's from the tip of your elbow to the tip of your fingers.
Yeah, my arm's bigger than yours.
Yeah, well,
yeah, so well,
yeah.
So if if I had one sperm, it was that size. So
I know I keep doing this,
where would it live?
I knew I'll keep doing this, but I think this is fairly apt. But it just goes out, and just like you have to fight it to the death.
I would win. Hey, Kieran, would it be surprised? Because it's not in its natural environment.
Let's not do this.
It was fished out of its natural environment. Good God, man.
So wait, you have to ejaculate this giant forearm sperm.
Yep. Yep.
And then you have to fight it?
Yeah, you have to fight it.
Does it have teeth? Can it move?
No, it's like you know how in the Holy Grail, so the Black Knight just goes, "How about you?" And it's just like this guy with no limbs.
Like
that's the kind of fight.
You're in a bind because you either fight your ejaculated massive sperm, or you just don't wank anymore.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm asking.
Wait a minute.
So I'm not stopping masturbating.
But if you have sex. Where is this giant tadpole going?
Sex works the same way it always has.
Is it going to attack you? Like,
it's going for the egg. That's what it's going for. You need to fight it off because it's like, there's no egg here.
Yeah, but no. But I mean,
how long does it?
No, but what
remain?
So I think
until you kill it.
Your partner's insides out.
No. It's just going. It just goes for the egg, and when it just finds no.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
this. This really is a stupid question.
This is the stupidest question ever had.
If my parents told me this would happen instead of going blind, I would have stopped.
Yep. Yep.
So this happens every time.
Every time. Every time.
So just open a window.
Out onto the street.
See you later.
It's like a
be free,
your
little buddy.
Backyard's full of
yeah, that's right. I was just singing.
It's free range now.
Oh, jeez. You've got a swimming pool just for them, just like, sperm.
And its tail drips over because it's in captivity.
No.
What's wrong, Willie?
Oh, I'm nothing. I'm fine.
It just goes free, just like God, goes you know over what? You.
This
and
is
you're
a
just
horror movie.
To start,
totally.
Touch the end of the just like you've got free.
This is how like. This is how they wrote the script for Human Centipede, definitely.
Dude's just like, round table what if discussions. We
did this? So,
would you stop? You have to fight it to the death. I mean, it's not a big foe.
So you've got
to have to get rid of the evidence, okay, though, and that's pretty embarrassing.
I think sperm has a life of 24 hours.
Okay.
All I'd have to do is lock it in a cupboard and walk away.
Can you fight it with a giant tissue?
It's not a 24-hour thing. What are you talking about?
Can you fight it with a giant tissue, Kieran?
You kill it.
Why?
It's so until
just,
you kill
so
it.
So you can have like a few pets.
Oh, keep it away from the pets.
It's going to try and kill you, though.
It's going
to
become your pet.
Death.
Huh.
God, this is a horror film.
This
is trademarked, by the way. I don't want Michael Bay touching this.
There'll be too many explosions.
The thing that I just
every
thought of,
day.
The thing that I just thought about was that, like you have a girlfriend, right? And so
not after the first time.
What the hell is
so
in the backyard?
Like, you do it. you do it, and you're just like there, just like it's midnight. She's in the she's.
Why did you put the microphone down?
I needed both my hands to show you what was going to happen.
Like, she's in...
Yeah, well, she's in bed and, like, and you're just like, what's that noise? And he's like, nothing! Just like, trying to, like, strangle it to death. It's like, no! It's like, you ejaculated, didn't you? I was like,
ugh. What about, like, a wet dream when you're a teenager?
Well, that's the first time.
That'd be...
Yeah.
Fucking...
And a wet dream is obviously... I think you get two...
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two fully grown giant sperm?
Well, I have a question.
It's as far as you... So
there must
your
be
kid,
rules.
A kid would be a bit... Little
no, so but hold on. There must be rules in this so that if... A wet dream, like, it doesn't count. It's not aggressive because it's involuntary.
Okay. All right.
So
and that's where you get invisible friends from.
Yep.
And you're just like...
I have a question. God. Where the hell did this question come from?
Yes.
I'm sure I've heard it before.
No.
I don't know.
Never heard it before. Did you... Is this your own? Or did you get this from Yahoo
Answers? This is from Kieran's script.
The dark mind of Kieran.
So, if it's that big...
Yep. Are you talking about logistics? Where, how does Santa get down the chimney?
Yeah, no, but where surely it would just break your penis.
No, it's very it's like an octopus going through a tight hole.
It's like the game. It's
that is possibly the worst metaphor you could have used. I mean,
in Game of Thrones, it's like that demon.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah, bringing it into the hippin now.
demon.
Yeah, the demon that comes out of the Red Queen? No.
No.
Oh, yeah. The black that kills
Death, or whatever it is.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't come out.
No, but it comes out. It's a puff of smoke. But this could...
But you know what? It comes out really... How far...
It doesn't go through a portal and just go bang.
But like it shoots out.
So Kieran,
it just comes out like normally.
So the question is, would you stop masturbating?
Is that the stupid? That's the question.
That's the question.
Oh right.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that I would.
I mean, if I had to fight my sperm,
like really,
to
if you
have to really,
if you guys weren't here, I'd already be rubbing one out. So.
In Kieran's house. It's a bit weird.
Like, you like just
Kieran
like,
said I could come with any pants on.
True,
you just like leave, and then in the bathroom I just open the door.
But
and
what's
just
happening?
Just, nothing, Kieran. Nothing. I was just like, no.
Just hear this bang.
You're supposed to it just like it's like here's Johnny.
But is this thing trying to kill me?
Yes.
Why is it trying to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a fight to the death.
No. But couldn't. What's its motivation behind?
It wants to get to the egg.
Asexual. There's no egg in there.
Yeah, I know. That's right. You're just like you brought me into this world that has no egg.
Oh, so this is like so punishment.
You, I'm going to kill you.
Right. This is like literally punishment for
you brought me into this world.
You must die.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't stop, and yeah, I'd fight it.
Would you?
I'd use my hands.
How can you kill it?
I'm sure there'd be some sort of mechanism. So you know how people like
what mechanism?
Well, so people like I don't know the American movies like they masturbate into a sock. So what would happen? That doesn't actually happen. No, yeah, I don't know.
That never happens.
But so what you'd have is this contraption where you'd.
Like
it masturbate into a cloth thing that had like knives in it, or
like
something
a like Ghostbuster.
That. And that's how
I'm not putting my dick anywhere near that.
Yeah,
thing very much.
That's a cloth thing. So it's at the end of it, it's not all knives and razor blades and stuff.
Yeah, so your helmet gets hurt.
And then there'd be BuzzFeed articles about how do you get rid of your giant sperm? 10 ways to get rid of it.
Number 7 will really fascinate you.
it's an ad. Yeah. It's an ad.
Sponsored link.
No,
how would the sperm kill you? Like, if it's
in shame, okay. It'll just stand there going, I can't believe you did that again.
It'll come out like when you're having people over, you haven't quite killed it yet, and sort of be like, guess what Kieran did before the dinner
imagine,
party?
Imagine you're on the train and all of a sudden you see one and you're like, oh, for God's sake.
Not in public.
We know that it's happening, but now it's there, and this guy has to kill it.
Just think of the children.
Don't.
I think the sperm comes out, and it. You asked how it would kill you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like in Alien.
Yeah,
how it's sort of like his face sucker kind of thing.
It's got like a sucker on you.
It sort of suffocates you.
It's not just like a.
Wouldn't it be awesome in the 24 hours you couldn't actually kill it, and if you every time you heard it, it doubles,
or it got bigger.
Yeah, it grew.
Oh.
Well, would it then take a long time to go again, or have you just got this on like tap? You know,
Normal. It's like... normal refractory period.
Hey, if it's like normal, you'd be fighting about 4 of them a day.
So you got 3 in your car. You just put it in the garage and you just like suffocate them, like turn on the car and just
keep them all in a Tupperware container.
Tupperware?
That's That, it's like shaped as a sperm. That's what. And like Tupperware like parties are usually like a lot of girls, and then they have like a side thing. It's just like, so guys, you have your Tupperware container for your sperm. You got the like, it's shaped like.
Wait,
it, and
are
it has,
they microwavable safe?
And that's just how you get rid of.
That's how you kill them.
That's number three on the BuzzFeed list.
Nice.
It's okay, but.
I'm with Pedro on this one. Okay.
It's a really odd question.
No, well, the answer is no, and you'd have to kill it.
Yes. No, you have to kill it. All right.
You'd have to kill it. Like, you can't just keep them around.
No, but we really you can't, love and you ejaculating
can't,
that
And
much.
You can't stop, you know, masturbating.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not can't, won't.
But I tell you what, I mean, if there's that kind of danger at the end of it, well, it's a big, I know.
Is that more arousing for you?
Oh, perfect.
So there's people who really get, yeah, they would love it.
Yeah, and there'd be people who love it, and people who hate it. It's just like you know how Sting has that thing of like tantric sex. He didn't do that because he wanted a bigger ejaculate. He wanted that because it was just like,
Sting's
I don't want to ejaculate.
Sting's one would be like the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right.
What?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Is This a Stupid Question?
You can find us at A Question Stupid.
# Is This a Stupid Question?
Give us a 5-star rating.
And if you don't, you're a Grogan. Is this a stupid question?